Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Partly cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Fog. 50 degrees.
K8LBF, K8LBF, K8RVP.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees.
WYRC Mobile.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 59 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 63 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly sunny. 64 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Partly sunny. 67 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 69 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by. Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India. SQRZ. Whiskey Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy, 64 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta Kilo, monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy, 61 degrees.
WAYS Mobile.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees.
Area Alpha SunTrust 1-2.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 52 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees.
ACE Delta Zulu. KF8ATC monitoring. This is KC8 Delta Zulu CQ. This is KC8 Delta Zulu, Frankenmuth, Michigan on the Lapeer repeater. Anybody got a copy? KF8GIC, this is KC8 Delta Zulu.
I won this evening.
Doing pretty good. Just kind of checking out the radio, and not too many people on this late at night. Could you say your call sign one more time? I didn't quite understand you there.
KF8DRC. KF8DRC. Roger. KF8 Detroit Rock City. KF8 Detroit Rock City. Roger.
Roger, I got you that time. Mine is KC8 Delta Zulu. I'm in Frankenmuth, Michigan, talking out to the Pier repeater, 146-620 repeater.
Can you do me a favor? Repeat that call sign, please, so I can write it in my book.
Hello, Charlie 8 Delta Zulu.
I haven't got it yet. All I have is CHZ.
K Kilo Charlie 8. That's Kilo Charlie 8 Delta Zulu. Kilo Charlie 8 Delta Zulu.
Got it. Okay, so you're on the Frankenmuth. How are we here at Rochester Hills?
Roger on the Rochester Hills. I looked your call sign up, and I seen you're in Rochester. I just turned my volume down a little bit. You were breaking up a little. Are you using the 146 repeater in Lapeer or a different repeater?
I think I'm using the monochromous repeater. I think so. I'm not sure 100%, but I heard there's one, 147-200. There's one in Mount Clemens somewhere. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, there's a few of them that go up and down the east side of the state there. And I started out on Lapeer repeater. I moved away from that area, but trying to listen for people that I used to hear a few years back. It's been pretty quiet out there, though.
That's my first time on this repeater, but I hear that repeaters always, during the day, is so busy, he can't even get in. Roger.
That might be true, probably, when I'm busy. But most repeaters are pretty quiet. It seems like it's not too bad. Usually during commute time, I think. Most guys get on their mobile radios.
Yeah, there is a lot of mobile radio during the day. It's true, you're right. At night, I don't hear anybody either. Anyhow, my name is Jack, and I give you the call sign. How am I sounding out there with this 9600?
You sound pretty good. I don't know if you have modulation on your radio. I turned my volume down. You seem to be distorting just a little bit. Maybe you're a little bit too close to the microphone. I'm not sure.
Yes, how about now? I'm a little bit away from the microphone. You're right. I was too close to the microphone. Roger?
Roger that, Jack. You sound a lot better now. I can understand you very clear. You're coming through very good. 5x9. Sound 5x10. Actually, you're coming in crystal clear now.
Roger, thank you. How's the weather playing out there?
Today wasn't too bad. We've had rain, really, the last 2 days, probably just like you have. And it's kind of chilly out tonight. It's supposed to be about a high of 60 tomorrow. I do a lot of golfing, so I was out on the golf course today in my T-shirt hitting golf balls at the driving range. So it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. It's not super hot yet, but this weekend's supposed to be a good one, 75 degrees.
I hope so, because we're waiting for the hot weather to go out there, to go out on the field too, you know, and parks and all that, you know, I mean, play radio sometime too, over in the park, so that's what I like to do too. I'm retired. I retired about 5 years ago, and not much really going on except do a little bit of work in the garage and do this and do that, and that's about it.
Well, I retired too when I was 60, and I'm 62. I just went and got my license this year. I took two tests at the same time, and then I just took the extra test here about a month ago. I became an extra. So yeah, I've been messing around with the HF bands too, and I may do like what you're doing, make an antenna and throw it up in a tree and do parks on the air. That does sound interesting, and it could be fun.
Yeah, but now I'm as a technician. I'm studying to get the general, and I do have an ISU 710. I don't know if you're familiar with the ISU 710 or not. I listen to it on a 10-meter. And on a 10-meter.
Oh, Roger, on the 10-meter. I didn't think of that. I don't usually look at it, and I think 10 meters is good during the day, so that would be a good time to do some DXing with that. And you wouldn't need a very very big antenna to do 10 meters. You could just throw up a DX commander with a wire about 10 meters long or maybe 5 meters long, do a half wave, and you'd be good to go.
Well, I haven't done that. I have one of them, like power antenna that goes up and down. I got it on Alley Express, and I'm trying it out, and I do listen to them, and I talk to a few people out there.
If you want to get your general test or your advanced or extra, amateur extra, that little app you get on your phone, I don't know, it don't cost very much, probably about $20 if I remember right. But I took a test, when I retired I had extra time, so I could study it every day. It's called Ham Study. It really worked really well. Extra was a little bit difficult. That was kind of a hard test, but general wasn't too bad. If you can pass technician, you can You're almost ready for the general.
I'll be honest with you. Here in 1998, I don't know if you know back there or not, it used to be a test, straight test and Morse code. I took the straight test, I didn't fail. I fell in the Morse code, which was 5 words a minute. And I never tried till now, but I would say a couple of months, as maybe you see my license just issued not too long ago.
Roger that. Yeah, it didn't even come up on QRZ yet. I didn't check on any other website. Usually I just use QRZ. But, Roger that. Like I said, if you're interested, you get quite a bit of privileges with the general. And I'm not sure about the EAC-710, but I think it's more than just 10 meters. It's like an all-in-one. I think it's got everything in it, doesn't it? It's got 2 meters and 440 and up to 80 meters, if I remember right.
It's got all of them. I just listen to them sometimes. I think that's what I'm doing, studying right now with a ham study. Call it ham study. And I'm just, practicing the tests and all that. But, you know, way back then, I still remember a lot of questions from the technician, which is some of them comes in on a general.
Is correct. Anna seems to have a lot of questions on packet radio or what people use on the computer now. They use a digital radio.
That on the ham boat?
Yeah, they use what they call FT8. There's a lot of different ones that they use, and they it takes up less bandwidth, and you can talk a lot farther with a weaker signal. And they type it on their computer and use it over the ham waves, and it comes over on their computer screen on the other side. It's almost like the internet, only they're using ham radio frequencies.
Because, you know, if you're on 10 meters, it's not going to be enough. I like to go on at 20 and 40, maybe 80. 80, really, I'll be honest with you, I had a Drake 4RC transceiver and receiver and on the speaker. I used to listen to them all the time since 1998, and that's how I learned. And I was CB'er before, and I had a call sign on the CB too.
Yeah, I think a lot of the people that are on ham radio now started out in the 70s on CB. Yeah, I sent away for a call sign too. I started out when I was in high school. We didn't have telephone, so I talked to a lot of my friends on the CB at a base station, and we'd be up all night and day talking to each other. It was fun. A lot of people on there, but it's not the same on 11 meters anymore. KCA, Delta Zulu. Back to you, Jay.
Roger. KFA, DRC. You know, I go in the morning on GM. I don't know if you ever heard of GM out there or not. You know, for those topics in the morning, I get in. Sometimes I can't get in, so I text my call sign.
I'm not familiar with GM. What's GM?
WWHGM. I don't know if you like that. I like it because they have every day is a different topics. know, like this morning was, what do you cook outside? With a barbecue, you cook with a grill, or you cook with gas?
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I'm not familiar with that. Huh, sounds interesting. Well, Jack, I have to cut you loose because it's my bedtime. I got to get up and go to work in the morning. I work at the golf course part-time so that they let me golf out there for free. So I'm going to say 73 has been good talking to you, and if you hear my call sign, give me a rattle. Have a good night. KC8 Delta Zulu.
Joe, yeah, I want to give you a call. No problem at all. I just want to be on the, I don't know if you ever heard, the FBI frequencies.
FBI frequencies. Well, no, I haven't really looked into that either. I think they got their own frequencies that we can't, at least I can't, I don't think we can get them on the ham bands, can we?
Oh yeah, all the repeaters connected together. I don't know how many they are, I have not asked. And they're all connected. I don't know, you know what I mean by connected or not, but I'm sure you do. Yeah, they're all connected. They go from Detroit all the way to Lansing, all the way to Port Huron, somewhere in there. And I have a gentleman lives in Flint. I don't know what repeater he gets sent, but I always talk to him on that repeater.
Do you know what frequency?
I think it's 42600.
142600. Yeah, that would be below our band, so. They must have their own bands.
No, 4-4-2-6-0-0. We call it 2.6.
Okay, they're on the 70 centimeter, the 440. Huh, I'll have to tune that in and see if I ever hear any feedback on that.
Let me permit me to clarify. There's a little confusion here.
Go ahead, confusion.
All right. What Jack's referring to when he says FBI is not the FBI I think you're thinking. It's Flying Deers International, Amateur Radio. It's all ham radio. AWI repeaters. There's one in Warren that Jack's referring to, which will be out of your range because you're on the list here. So the 442.6 amateur repeater is in Warren. There's a Richmond repeater you probably can't see either 442.25. There's a Romeo, I'm pretty sure you won't be able to, and a West Bloomfield. But if you can get on one of the Central Michigan Emergency Network, one of the WATMN M1 repeaters, I think there's one in Flint, you should be able to work. Still accomplish the same thing. You'll be able to connect up to, Jack would be down here on the 442.6 in Warren, and you'd probably be up there on the Flint. There may be others up that way. I think you track up all the ones that are on the WATMN M1 network. So just wanted to clarify there because I think you were thinking something else with FBI and not Flying Deers International Amateur Radio. All right, let you guys get back to it. Hello, Jack, how you doing? WATFD.
Okay, that you did.
Oh, thank you, John.
It's always good to learn new things.
I don't know because this is new to me.
I can barely hear you, though.
Well, it's not actually new, but I've been here all the time.
I'm not sure why, but you're not coming in.
Thank you.
We're going to turn the volume up to you.
Go ahead.
But I'm going to cut you loose, Jack. I just have to go and have a good night. I'm going to be talking to you.
Yeah, I see. You won't be here
until Delta Zulu.
You guys are doubling up on each other. KF8DIC versus KF8ATC.
KF8ATC, go ahead. KF8DIC.
How are you doing this evening, Jack?
Oh, I'm doing good. Is that Tim up here?
Yeah, Tim, I just heard you out there. I had my handheld on. Pretty quiet out there tonight. So I was just sitting there listening for a bit to figure out how to holler at you. I heard you on there.
No problem. Yeah, I just wanted to see if this thing, how am I sounding there? And he said, the gentleman out there said he's sounding good. A little bit away from the mic. Roger.
It's sounding pretty good here on my handheld so far. What's going on with the GMRS? Pretty quiet out there. Is it down or I haven't even heard nobody out there today? Or this evening anyway, pretty quiet.
Sometimes, not all the time, Tim. I don't know why, but sometimes it's quiet, sometimes not. I was off and all day yesterday and this morning.
Okay, I've been kind of busy doing stuff, so basically just monitoring with my handheld, running around doing stuff. Got to put my other one back in the truck there, probably do that. This morning on my way into work, put that in there. I can see what's going on out there. Copy.
Roger, yeah. Well, Tim, I got a little work to do before I go to sleep, and good to hear from you here. And good talking to you. KF8DRC.
Hi, Jack. Here to talk to you tomorrow sometime. Catch you a little later. KF8ATC. We'll be clear for now.
November 8th, Whiskey, Julian Lima. November 8th, Whiskey, Julie Lima, Monica.
Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 49 degrees.
W8FU.
What up, young man?
Howdy, Wally. Hey, answer a question. Is my audio low? I had a report that my audio was low.
No, it sounds really good to me.
Okie doke. Well, it's entirely possible I'm talking more directly and louder. I might have been getting lazy and side-talking the mic and whatnot when the person pointed it out. So, anywho.
Very good. How's the special project doing? I'm looking at the Broadcastify feed. I've been terribly busy at work. I mean, all heck is breaking loose, and it's all good stuff, but it's like I just haven't had a chance to break away and do anything. So, but I see there's a feed there with a new frequency.
Yeah, among the one of the last things I wanted to do from a configuration perspective, I think about all I got left now is to figure out how we're going to do this control out thing. I did create the, Fred created the DTMS strings for the linking that I included in the admin group. I don't know how widely you guys want to, you know, disseminate that. But then the control off stuff, I got a little bit of work there. And then the noise on the Mount Clemens, that's about the extent of it. But also want to get hopping on the replacement for the 675. I've got that sitting on my bench. I tuned that all up today, and I just gotta go drop that off. But the big thing is I want to get the new P25 machine up and running. Then once I got that going, probably take a little break. I know TJ wants to do some work on the Detroit machines and want to start like accumulating stuff and getting ready for that.
Bob Clements sounds good over here, KE4ZYQ.
Still need muscle for Warren, too. Let me know. I'll be glad to help. Maybe tomorrow will be a lighter day for me. Stop by and take a visit.
Oh, you're welcome to stop by, but I don't think it's going to be rough. You know, we got a bunch of stuff going on. I've got to send Paul up to the Mount Clemens site to meet up with somebody on a job, and then I got to meet somebody on a job out at our 18 and Van Dyke site. And I've got two guys going to be down in another location. We're going to be just spread all over the place and just up to our eyeballs and work. So not going to be much time to do anything productive with regards to this stuff, you know. Day job things and all. And then Friday, of course, so you're welcome to stop by, but I don't expect to get a whole lot done on Friday. So I did my best this week. I got plenty accomplished, but I just didn't have all that much time, and the list was too long.
Did you put the P25 in an antenna at the office, at your office, or is it still just sitting there in a dummy load?
I don't even have it programmed. I mean, it's not on the air in any way, shape, or form. I've got the equipment all accumulated and set. I got to find a cable. Fred sent me over some information I've got to get loaded up onto a router. And so there's several steps. We'll see what the weekend looks like, see what work looks like around the house and family obligations, and I don't know, maybe I'll go put in some time on Saturday when it's quiet and I don't have work to do. I don't have any time, you know, so maybe I'll go Saturday and I'll try to knock some of this stuff out.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it seems like on this machine you're spending a lot more time on the Warren pickup site than you are on the Mount Clemens, because occasionally you bump over there. It's seamless, but I can tell the static without even looking at the border where you are.
So let's see, I'm running mid power. I bet if I lower it, hold on a second. All right, let's go to low power. This should keep me pretty much on Warren. I'm still rocking the Mount Clemens pretty good, but this should keep me on Warren most of the time. I want to definitely get on that Mount Clemens receiver and see what the heck's going on there.
Okay, now that entire time there, bud, you stayed on Warren. So, and I'm not even looking. I'm just listening. So, but, you know, the transition, if it wouldn't be for that little bit of noise, the transition is flawless. The timing is flawless. Everything else is really, really good. So lots and lots of good headway. We appreciate it. So tomorrow we got that 7 o'clock gap. So do you want us to go ahead and try the DTMF codes, or do you want to just do it from your board?
No, No, that should be automated every Thursday at 5 minutes to 7. It'll shut down, and then a quarter after 8, it'll fire back up. The codes are for, like, if you have to spin up a, mostly if you have to spin up a Skywarn net or something like that.
Okay. That's good. We appreciate that. So all is well. We've been pretty good on our thing. I think you heard all about that. Dave was telling me that you probably know more about it than I do, but I haven't talked to him because I've been gone. But Dave was telling me we did one FUPA that we lost a lot of points on. So, but, you know, that's why they call them drills. So you learn and learn and learn.
Comment.
Good evening, Joe. Go ahead.
KE4ZYQ. Sean, you're unreal for just taking one word and recognizing a voice. I don't know if I'm that distinct or what. I was just going to say, Sean, if you're ever working on this repeater, Mount Clements, or you know, one of the 2 meters, 440, whatever, locally here, my antenna, obviously being in the attic, is usually unscathed by weather, wind, rain, whatever, but if you want to get somebody that hears a lot of these repeaters at certain levels, certain outputs, certain reception, quality, whatever, don't ever hesitate to holler if I'm on the frequency or listening to give you any feedback. And in fact, I can actually record it and text it to you, whoever, and let you hear what I hear where I'm at, so knowing where I'm at. So if there's any way, shape, or form, if you want feedback verbally over the radio or from a repeater, don't ever hesitate to ask. But you guys go back to it. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KE4ZYQ.
Okie dokie. So noted. Oh, yeah. Just got a few things accomplished tonight. One was giving me, the Broadcastify feed was driving me up the wall. And then they gave me a new set of credentials, and Fred gave it a try, and he got it working right out of the gate. So I don't know what the hell I was doing wrong. I'm going to go probably do a post-mortem on it for my own edification, but got that working. And very little left. I'm pretty happy, just aside from that noise, very little left. I say that, that was my one little thing, but I am pretty close to taking a sabbatical from this one, at least as far as doing anything more. I think, I don't know, can't think of nothing else. Wally?
Just the Mark Clemens noise, and then you're good. Take a break. I mean, that's all good. Like I said, everything, and that whole time you stayed unwarned. I don't know if you're looking at the voter or not, but that whole time you stayed unwarned. I don't know where I'm at. I'm not looking. Am I bouncing between the two, or am I stuck on Richmond? Sean? And it can't be said that in 10 minutes.
You seem to be pretty solidly on Richmond, although, you know, you're neck and neck with on Mount Clemens, but you seem to be holding Richmond. One thing I'm not seeing with this voting system, it's very good, but I'd almost like if it in the old Motorola voting systems, if it voted you, then you would have to be better by it wouldn't just be the best signal at any given instant. It would, like, you'd need an additional improvement over just better. Like an additional, you know, so many dB, 6 dB or something. I forget what the figure was. And that would keep it from just flip-flopping around. And I don't know if there's something like that for this. I'll have to dig into it later when I get some time. Keep it from flip-flopping around.
Hey. Oh, very good. Yeah, that's, like I said, that would be nice. It's not a deal breaker, though. like I said, as long as everything is quiet, who cares? You know, I mean, it's, you know, cell signals do it all day long. You know, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. I'm sure the stuff that you work on professionally does it all the time too, and nobody knows, and nobody cares. But yeah, I know what you're saying. I agree with you there. Yeah, okay. So many dB better, and then we'll take the jump. But and I'm sure there's a setting too. And I also still need to get with you on how to stop this thing from reporting. I just can't seem to figure it out. And I notice, like, when I log in, no matter what I do, I report. And it's not just on this box. At the office, I have one that's an appliance-type setup, and everything on that is been formatted and started over and to the default, and I still show up on the bubble chart. I don't get it.
Yeah, there's those two things. There's the one, the menu thing where you can turn it off, quote-unquote, and the line in the repeater config file that you comment out, and it doesn't matter. We've answered no and commented out the line, and you're still reporting. So there's something missing, something with ASL 3. I don't. They must be doing something else, but don't worry about it for now. I mean, it'd be a good idea to do it, but I don't see the obvious way, and I just don't have time to dig into it, you know, with all these other things I got going on. So don't worry about it, and then maybe when all the stuff we care about is pretty much done, then get some time to mess around and look into it. If I think of it, I'll just do some Google foo, but, you know, hell, anyone could do that. I did a little. I didn't get anything satisfactory come back, but it's can't be the first one, you know, the only ones to notice this. I can't believe that there's not a discussion on this somewhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of discussions. I did the same thing. There's a lot of discussions about how to make it report, but there's no discussions about how to stop it. And when you go into the menu and say whatever it is, you know, under the note setting, do not report, blah, 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 all that does is puts that line in the node that you're at. So my node 603272, it puts that line in there, and then when you tell it not to do it, it puts the comma in front of that node that you're in. So that's all it does, you know, because everything is basically command line, and the menu stuff just writes a command line. So you know that. I'm not telling you anything different, but that's all it does. So, I'll just leave that one there, put a comma in front of it. Then I did a comma space, comma no space, blah, 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 and she still goes. So who knows? I wonder if maybe I'll take the whole line out. I'll try that. See if that does it. So, okay, well, other than that, I got a crash. I got a meeting in the morning at 8:30, and for me that's like burst settings, so... You have a good night. Joe, thanks for your offers of help. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night on the net, or hear you tomorrow night on the net. We'll go from there. Sean, I'll be nighty night after yours in 8KPP.
Yep, same here. I just wanted to get on this thing and check things out. How my audio was doing after the reports of the low audio, make sure that I didn't have a problem, and leaving the line I don't think makes any difference. You know, you put a semicolon in front of the line, it's as good as deleted. So there's something else going on. I don't know what. I did not know that the answering yes or no in that one line in the node setup just simply did that. I was wondering if maybe there was something else, but yeah, that makes sense. Just throw the colon in there or take the colon out, or I should say the semicolon. So there you have it. All right, I'm going to be out of here myself. I like to try to get to bed by 11, and it's already pushing 11:30. No, it's after 11:30. So catch everyone tomorrow, W8FU.
real quick. There's a new call sign available, AFAU.